Pyramid Coup Fizz.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. Government says there is urgent need to invest in strengthening the resilience of the economy and communities to better withstand disasters and climate-related shocks. Speaking during the commemoration of the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction, Vice President Mutale Nalumango has stated that prioritizing disaster risk reduction and climate adaptation is critical to minimizing vulnerabilities and mitigating long-term risks. She has noted that the potential for disasters to reverse development gains in key sectors should serve as a compelling reason to focus on proactive risk reduction rather than reactive response.
The need to invest in resilience building, therefore, cannot be overemphasized. We need to build resilience of our economy and communities to withstand disaster and climatic shocks. Being cognizant of this reality, the policy directive of the government has been to safeguard our developmental gains by ensuring that our 8th National Development Plan is risk-informed, by mainstreaming disaster risk reduction and climate change across all the developmental pillars.
Meanwhile, United Nations Resident Coordinator in Zambia, Beatrice Mutali, has highlighted the UN's ongoing collaboration with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, saying the partnership is driving a transformative approach to resilience building in the country.
The United Nations, in close collaboration with the government of Zambia, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, have been championing a transformative approach to resilience-driven development. This shift is anchored by key initiatives such as Early Warning for All, a program which aims to ensure that every Zambian receives timely, actionable alerts. There's also the Cadre Capacity Assessment, which identifies critical gaps in governance, coordination, and financing.
And DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku has stressed that many disasters can be avoided if countries shift their focus from emergency response to long-term investment in prevention and preparedness. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has today commenced the voter registration exercise, which saw a relatively low turnout, with minimal activity reported at most registration centres throughout the day. A spot check by Hot FM around midday has revealed that although the registration process had officially begun, very few individuals had turned up to register. Out of the 4 centres visited, 3 had no people present for registration at the time of the visit. Only Mdendere Primary School showed some activity with few individuals seen going through the registration process. Despite the low turnout, all 4 centres, Mdendere Primary School, Kalingalinga Primary School, Vera Chuluba Primary School and Kablonga Secondary School, had registration offices on site and the required equipment in place. The National Restorative Party, NAREP, has formally petitioned the judiciary of Zambia to allow the live broadcasting of court proceedings related to corruption and financial crimes, particularly those heard before the Economic and Financial Crimes Court. In a letter dated 13th October 2025 and addressed to Chief Justice Mumba Malila, NAREP President Ezra Ngulube has called for the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, ZNBC, and other media platforms to televise high-profile cases involving public officials and the misuse of public funds. Mr. Ngulube has stated that such a move would enhance transparency, build public trust, and increase citizen engagement in the fight against corruption, emphasizing that live broadcasts could serve as an educational tool to help the public better understand the justice system. He has highlighted key benefits of broadcasting court proceedings, including promoting transparency, demonstrating the judiciary's impartiality, and educating the public on legal processes and anti-corruption efforts, among others. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has expressed concern that the proposed increase in mobile money levy fees under the 2026 national budget could discourage digital financial transactions, especially among low-income earners. According to the proposed budget, mobile money levy fees are expected to rise significantly from the current range of 16 ngwe to 3 kwacha 16 ngwe per transaction in 2025 to between 32 ngwe and 8 kwacha in 2026. In an interview, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai has noted that while government's intention to boost domestic revenue through taxation is understandable, the increased levy could push many citizens, particularly the poor, away from mobile money services and back to cash-based transactions. Ms. Mukelevai has explained that the higher cost per transaction is likely to discourage usage among low-income groups, potentially reversing the gains made in financial inclusion and digital adoption.
We do think that a higher tax in this regard then would discourage usage, as you know, most of the poor then would opt not to use these particular platforms because of this upward adjustment, and it's very important that perhaps we recognize that there could be risks and potential to hurt the poor, much as we are also targeting people that are working in the informal sector and recognizing the huge volumes of transactions.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Musokotwane is in Washington, D.C. for the 2025 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank Group, which officially commence today. Dr. Musokotwane is accompanied by Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukusa, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia, Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda, and Ministry Permanent Secretary for Budget and Economic Affairs Mwaka Mukuvesa, among others. Speaking during a liaison meeting with the Zambian delegation, Dr. Musokotwane has emphasized that the IMF World Bank annual meetings serve as a vital platform for knowledge sharing, investment engagement, and the strengthening of global development partnerships. He has reiterated that the meetings are critical to advancing Zambia's debt restructuring efforts and consolidating the country's position as one of Africa's most attractive and reform-driven investment destinations. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Madagascar's embattled president, Andry Rajoelina, is due to address the nation amid fears of a coup attempt. His whereabouts are unclear, but he issued a statement on Sunday warning that an attempt to seize power by force was underway. A senior army general has said the security forces are working together to maintain order in the island nation. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Donald Trump has told a packed Israeli parliament that the release of the living hostages held in Gaza for over 2 years marks the historic dawn of a new era.